important to the county. It's important to the citizens. Obviously, the sheriff's office. It's been a lot of work. There's really, no kidding, been some sleepless nights. There's, you know, the now what questions and the problems that arose, obviously, from the pandemic and other things. It's just, here's the thing. We're just moving forward because we have to. I mean, we don't really have any other choice. We no matter what we'd have done, somebody would have been upset. But we have a county to serve, and we're elected to represent Woodbury County in one fashion or another, and we feel like we're doing our job to the best we can with the information that we had. So to say this was an easy decision, it was not. But it was something that was needed. The voters approved it. The taxpayers obviously passed on a pretty strong margin. So the rest of the county knew that it was needed too. So yeah, it's a big day. It's I'm just proud of it.
There are some people who are concerned about the COVID-19 relief money, the more than $15 million used for the extended costs for the project. Right. What are your thoughts about that? What do you want to tell people who say, hey, you know, maybe the public should have decided that issue as well?
Well, there's also going to be a lot of built-ins, like the HVAC system is now not just going to be one system for the entire building. It'll be separated out, which will help with any spread of any viruses or any new pandemic issues coming down the road. And a lot of the parts and portions of the cells themselves, the air handling unit, are just now built in, and that is due to some of the requirements that the Treasury Department has for COVID relief or pandemic relief sort of thing. So we're pretty confident that we've got a lot of this stuff that came afterwards. You know, the cost increases came, but we're also confident that the money that we're getting is going to be legally used. And if not, we've still got time to figure some things out. Again, it's been a hard decision. We're pretty comfortable with it, but we've also got some contingencies in place in case something gets sideways and we're not able to use the funds.
How about the advocates who are saying, hey, we need more help for people before they get to jail? More help for mental health services for people who are dependent on drugs. What are your thoughts on that?
The state has just decided they're going to take over again on the mental health issue, but we do have several beds, I forget the number, 30, 36 beds that are going to be committed just for the mental health side and for some of the treatment side as well. Because a lot of times the drug abuse is synonymous with mental health problems. So one causes the other or whatever, but no, we've got some built-ins for that as well on the mental health side. And this is gonna help law enforcement because a lot of times folks are arrested who should be getting some mental health help, but since the police don't know what else to do with them, they put them in jail. And is that wrong? No, but is it right? It's not quite right either, but it's a public safety issue and that's being addressed.
I just talked to a former supervisor who felt that the board doesn't take COVID-19 seriously. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that or if there's anything you'd like to say.
Well, I do not.
I mean, is it something that you think is a health threat for the community?
I don't deny that there is an issue. I do not deny that coronavirus is an issue. I just am one of those guys. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do believe that the public has a lot more right to have information, and I'm not convinced that all the information has been forthcoming.